This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we're talking Trump. A lot of people today talking about Trump. A lot of protesters out in the streets. Of course, in D.C., stupidly breaking stuff.
What stuff got burned?
I didn't see that.
The videos I saw was there was this one kid, and they would take a bunch of stuff, and this one kid named something, he was burning things. He started a fire, and the news person, I think it was CNN, said, "What's your name, son?" And the kid says, and he was like, "Why are you
burning?" Was it like in a trash can, or where did he start the fire?
That was not today.
It was yesterday. And he's like, "I'm burning stuff, because screw our new president."
Yeah, that was yesterday. Today they set a limousine on fire.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that. Oh, wow.
And it was not anybody's, like, not anybody in government's limousine. It was just a private
somebody's
person.
Limo. We're destroying all private things. I saw a private business. They destroyed glass and stuff. They take newspapers.
Starbucks, McDonald's.
Yeah, all of our favorite places, these protesters. Yeah. They would take, like, you know, the new things where you have newspapers, right? These boxes. They would rip them off and drag them around and then just start burning it. And I saw some of they, like, pour lighter fluid on it.
Maybe they just don't like newspapers.
Fake news. Oh, yeah. Yeah, mainstream media.
Which is funny, too, because a lot of newspapers have a liberal bias.
Yeah. So. I think they just needed kindling for refiners.
They're setting their own opinions on fire in that case.
And they'd get hostile.
Isn't that what they do anyway? I mean, you know.
Towards journalists. Journalists are like, "Hey, look, there's a politician right across the street. Why don't you go protest him? Donald Trump is two blocks away."
Why don't you go protest the police? I mean, if you want to, you know, put a stop to the administration or whatever, you got to go after the enforcers.
Well, they'll
break their windows.
Well, in this case, the police were actually protecting people in this case.
Protecting who?
Well, there was some, like the deplorable. That was most of the videos I saw, right? There was a private party happening in D.C., and there was so much. But, you know, you've heard of James O'Keefe and his videos. So James O'Keefe, they recorded them talking about how spreading a type of acid that simulates the smell of human vomit, right? And that's a crime because that could hurt someone. They talk about crashing and everything. So police had to surround the place, and they
were protecting the deplorable from the protesters.
So people like, you know, libertarians like Gavin McGinnis and what's her name? Lauren Stubber.
McGinnis.
I think it's McGinnis because once someone referred to him as McGinnis, and he was like, "Hey, you pronounced my name right."
I thought that guy was an alt-righter.
This is a complicated story, but no, I mean, he's like a Canadian libertarian, or at least I think that's what he considers himself.
All right. So, anyway, the protesters out destroying stuff, and ultimately, of course, waving around anarchy flags, and, you know, the anarchy symbol was apparently very prevalent on television today.
I heard. And some communist flags, too.
Were there communist flags?
Oh, socialist flags, communist flags, all kinds.
Well, they're likely
anarcho-syndicalists. There's the red and black, of course, because they're the worst people on the planet.
And, you know, this is yet another reason why, you know, I don't think that libertarians should call themselves anarchists, because you're aligning yourself when you do that, whether you intend to or not. You can say everything you want to say about, well, us anarchists don't behave that way. We respect property rights. While at the same time, there are people with the same flag going and throwing bottles at people and breaking windows on storefronts. And look, why try to save this word? I just don't understand people. I understand that you feel like it's badass to call yourself an anarchist. Okay,
I get that.
I don't know if it even gets the girls. I haven't seen a whole lot of libertarian men with girls. But regardless, look, what is the benefit of it? How does it benefit your movement? If you want to promote the ideas of liberty, how is it calling yourself an anarchist and unintentionally aligning yourself with those people in the streets in D.C.?
No, it rolls off the tongue better, you know, if you say something like anarcho-capitalist versus voluntaro-capitalist or something, you know.
Well, I don't say capitalist at all. I mean, that's another bad word.
But, yeah, I know you don't do that, whereas I'm completely and forever unwilling to abandon the idea of capitalism.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sorry, I
feel like that's the only ideology, you know, like that ideology is just, period, it's the best ideology on the planet.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. Personally, I don't embrace any kind of economic system. I just believe in the free market. And then, you know, if people want to do capitalism, if they want to do communism, I don't care. You know?
Well, what's the difference between capitalism and the free market in your mind?
Well, I think the free market encompasses all options, and the free market can include communes. The free market can include people organizing themselves in whatever way they want to.
But the free market is capitalism.
Well, capitalism can happen in the free market, but I don't think that one is necessarily the same.
Capitalism is a free market. Like, that's the definition.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well,
we'll have to pull up some definitions here in a bit. But I understand where you're coming from.
I mean, a lot of people confuse capitalism and corporatism, but if you're talking about a free market, you're talking about capitalism.
Well, the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You're welcome to weigh in here, but you are, Johnson, even though you're in favor of capitalism, you aren't necessarily someone who calls yourself an anarchist.
I don't know. I mean, I do kind of refer to myself as an ANCAP pretty often. But, you know, capitalism, voluntarist is probably just as accurate. I mean, I just feel like voluntarist is just a replacement word for ANCAP, really. I mean,
What I like about voluntarism is that it specifies what I'm for rather than what I'm against. And I'm for people interacting on a consensual basis.
My only problem with voluntarism is that there are so many people that are like, yeah, volunteerism, and it's like, no. It's volunteerism is when you like volunteering for things. Like, I'm going to go help at the soup kitchen because I support volunteerism. You know, like, I want to help charities. Like, that's not the same thing as supporting voluntary interactions between human beings. That's not
consensual.
Yeah, consensual. Yeah.
I see where you're coming from, and I've had that happen, but I'd rather have that confusion than the confusion of, oh, you want to bomb stuff and break storefront windows. Right.
Or you believe that corporations should run everything. That's not what capitalism is, dummy.
Capitalism, according to dictionary.com, now you may disagree, but this is their definition, an economic system.
Dictionary.com is the worst possible dictionary.
Which one do you want, Merriam-Webster?
When you type in a word, Google has a definition. This one, it says noun. An economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. I don't know about political system. Or I don't know if that's what you mean. That's
so, again, that's fine, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything about a free market. In the free market, it says here that profit has to be involved in capitalism. Well, what about nonprofits? What about, charities? Yeah. Is that capitalism? No. It's just another form of economic organization. And all of those things can exist in a free market. A free market is where people are unrestricted to do the things that they want to do as far as, you know, whatever product or service they want to offer in the way they want to offer it.
And you don't force it on someone else.
Right. And so, again, if you want to have a commune in a free market, there's nothing that says you can't do that.
I don't know about capitalism preventing someone from going into the woods and having a...
Capitalism doesn't say anything about preventing people from going into the woods.
I mean,
if you're talking about laissez-faire capitalism, that's the sort of... I guess there is that qualifier word on capitalism. If you're talking about pure, true, you know, unadulterated capitalism, you would be seeing laissez-faire, you know, which is the sort of live and let live.
It seems like both your terms, right? You know, and when having a discussion, it's important to lay out your terms. It seems both of your terms, like what you call a free market, Ian, seems similar to what Johnson you call, capitalism or anarcho-capitalism, something like that. So I just, you know,
the original definition was supposed to be capitalism as a social system based on the recognition of individual rights, including property rights, in which all property is privately owned.
Yes.
Period.
Yeah, that's definitely the capitalist idea.
Right.
But if a bunch of people in one place don't believe in property, then you don't have all property being privately owned in that case. I mean, communists presumably don't believe in property, right? So that's one of the fundamental – that is like one of the fundamental differences between a capitalist and a communist. Now, you can call out a communist on all their hypocrisy because there's plenty of it. Oh, wait, you don't believe in property? Well, then I think I'd like to take that car over there for a ride.
I know.
How you
but
feel
then,
about
well,
it?
But within, see, the property. Thing is about within capitalism is you can have the collective commune, you know, own that property collectively amongst themselves, and then they can kill each other over it because that's how communism works. So they can kill each other for the ownership ownership of the property because property actually exists. It's a real thing. And they could just continue to kill each other in perpetuity like, you know, all socialists and communist systems work now. And, you know, then they can exist within a free society. You know, they can still exist, you know.
Under a free market.
Unlike the other way around, where, you know, capitalism can't really exist within communism.
The toll-free number here, I agree with that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Vincent
and Johnson.
If you've been thinking about starting up a website, or maybe you already have a website and you are tired of your current web host, well, if you're ready to make the switch or even considering it, you ought to know about this discount, 50% off of a web hosting deal over at HostGator. 50% off their regular prices. That's what you get for being a Free Talk Live listener. Go to HostGator.com/FTL to get access to that. That's HostGator.com/FTL. They are one of the top hosting companies out there, and they make it super easy to start your own site, including a one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, a 99.99% uptime rating, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You get that special offer of 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners like you by visiting HostGator.com/FTL. As we continue here, you can, of course, take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that's on your mind. The thrust of the show tonight, of course, has been talking about Donald Trump and the supposed changes that are on the way. Washington Post reporting headline, Trump's inaugural speech was a sharp break with past and his party. They've got a 3-minute long video here. It's an edit down from the 20 minutes that he apparently spoke today. I'm going to play that here, just give a taste of what happened, because honestly, I didn't.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Yeah!
Today, we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Now, you mentioned that earlier, Johnson, that comment, and you seemed kind of impressed by it.
That it would even be said.
Yeah. I don't buy it.
I don't buy it either, you know.
But the point I think that you made was interesting in that he didn't have to say that. He's not campaigning at this point.
Right.
Right? So, you know, if he was going to change his tune, he could have already changed his tune by now, and, you know, that would be that.
I mean, he doesn't end there. I mean, right. I it's a little bit interesting because it's like he doesn't just stop with that comment. You know, he goes on to explain why he's making that comment, which I think is also, like, these bureaucrats are scumbags. And I'm like, wow. You know, like, it's just like the fact...
Did he actually say scumbags?
Well, he... No, he
didn't say scumbags. And I think he ran as... This is what some have been saying. He ran his campaign like a populist campaign. People talk about populism versus a meeting at Davos, right? It's kind of like a similar to the Bilderberg, you know, one of these elite think tanks. And at Davos, they were...
Davos.
At Davos, we're talking about... Or like, oh, this populism is dangerous and stuff. And, you know, basically, like, you know, no joke for globalists, right? You know, for more international cooperation, X, Y, and Z. And they're worried about populism because you had Brexit first, then Trump. The Austrian election, it had a populist candidate that failed. Now we're talking about the French election and Italian referendum to get out of the EU. So, you know, populism is a... You know, at least his statements, they go in line with his populist campaign, as people say.
January 20th. 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. The crime and the gangs and the drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized potential. This American carnage stops right here and stops right now. We've made...
Hiring more cops is not going to end not going to stop drugs.
They skipped the part beforehand. It's interesting that they did that when he talks about... continue.
Is this going in order? Does this seem like it's going in order, or are they jumping the clips around?
I think they might be jumping the clips around, but I'm not sure.
Let's continue.
Other countries rich, while the wealth... strength and confidence of our country has dissipated over the horizon. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We will get our people off of welfare and back to work, rebuilding our country with American hands and American labor.
Now, this is the populism that you were talking about. The nationalist kind of fervor, the idea of, I saw one of the assessments of his speech talking about how, you know, his administration is going to be turning inward, focusing in America to the exclusion of others, the idea that Americans are more important than the rest of the world, and those are dangerous ideas.
One part that they skipped was he talked about not fighting everyone else's wars before, or maybe it was a different speech he made that I heard recently. But one part they skipped when he says, "Oh, we're not going to, you know, putting out all our wealth into other countries," was about us subsidizing places like Germany and Japan and South Korea's armed forces.
If that happens, that'd be wonderful. I mean,
that's what he's been saying.
If he can somehow stop foreign aid, that would be something I support. But you know, again. Time will tell. What were you going to say, John?
So I was going to say, I looked up the script of the inauguration.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted to cover this. So he actually said some stuff before he said the thing about, you know, giving the power back to the people. He actually explained it beforehand. So yeah. I'd like to read
Please.
A little bit of that. He's like, "Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another. Oh, no, it was after. From one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the American people. For too long, a small group of our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. That all changes, starting right here and right now. Because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you. It belongs to everyone that gathered here today and everyone watching all across America. This is your day. This is your celebration. And this United States of America is your country. What truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people. January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. Everyone is listening to you now." It's just...
Nice
That's
words.
An interesting yeah. words. I mean, yeah. it's certainly, I mean, if he's going to continue the populist message, he's certainly continuing the populist message. And it's, again, I just, that's a lot of stuff to say. Government sucks. And it's very weird to hear coming out of what, you know, the president of the United States sitting there in front of all the rest of the government the former president and, you know, and just, you know, talking about the carnage of America. In the inaugural address.
And I listened to, after listening to Trump's, I listened to the first several minutes of Obama's 2008 inaugural address. And what he said was he didn't blame, you know, the difference was like he didn't blame government. He said, certain individuals, because, you know, he was coming right out of a 2008 financial crisis. And it was really different. It wasn't as heartfelt as this one. But, you know,
we'll continue
again, I am
here.
Biased.
In moments, your thoughts. Welcome. A few more excerpts here. And, Johnson, you get the full script, so if there's more you want to share from that, feel free. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. It is Free Talk Live, the Inauguration Day edition of the show. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and we're here to take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Vincent.
And it's Johnson.
And it seems like what, at least around town here in Keene, what everybody was talking about today was the Trump inauguration, whether they were elated or super depressed or angry or sad or whatever. Lots of emotions, lots of people with something to say. And, of course, you're welcome to join us here. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've been covering some of the things that have happened already since Trump took office, including updates to the White House website. It's actually a headline over at the Washington Post saying that the White House website is now promoting Melania Trump's modeling and jewelry line. So that's kind of weird.
That is.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I guess if you, I guess if you've got the presidency of the United States of America, you might as well go ahead and promote your own projects. So, of course, you can bring up anything you want here. We've got some excerpts from the speech that we're playing. The Washington Post has a 3-minute edit down of the full 20-minute long speech. And, Johnson, you've got the actual text of the full speech pulled up. So, in case there's more that you want to share or expand upon, we can do that. But let's go to Stephen. He's in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make just a quick comment about an idea that I haven't heard people talk about much here today. Just the fact, in regards to that inaugural address, that just the fact that Trump kept mentioning religion over and over and over again.
A lot.
Oh, there were a bunch of prayers during the whole ceremony, right?
Yeah, right there at the end, they brought out a I think it was a priest.
We will be protected by God.
Yeah. They brought out a priest to deliver a bunch of benedictions and whatnot. And, yeah, he kept bringing out the God bless America, we're great, God will protect us idea. And, I mean, once again, he's trying to use religious fervor to fuel a national pride, a nationalism kind of fervor.
Now, so, I mean, how do you personally feel about that, Stephen, and why?
Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, one of the few great things about this country is that there should be a separation of church and state, obviously, to reduce the chance of conflicts of interest like this. And once again, this just shows how corruption at the highest level. And these guys just can't help themselves. They just have to bring in religion every single time.
Yeah, I mean, as a religious person myself, I share your concerns. I don't want to see one religion promoted over another one. And that's what happens. I mean, whenever, whether it's a city council meeting or a town council that has some sort of benediction by a local priest or at the national level, I think that it's inappropriate for those things to happen, because it does at least give the appearance that one religion is being preferred.
Yeah, it's only simply because that one religion or monotheism in general just keeps getting brought up over and over and over again, whereas the other ones just aren't talked about at all. They're, certainly not in such official capacities, and not in, it's like free press for monotheism, right? People aren't quite forced to listen to these big speeches like the inaugural address, but they are watching it, and so you bring up, this one religious sect, and people are going to listen to it. It's almost like it's free advertising for that one particular religion.
Absolutely, and we've seen various different stories over the years, for instance, about, like the Satanic Temple that... You all right over there? You doing a little bit of work, moving stuff around?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
It's all right. It's coming across quite loud. Like the Satanic Temple that has, I think, rightfully challenged these establishments of religion, for instance, with Christmas displays at state capitals, where they have to allow anybody who wants to put up a Christmas display. But when you have an event like this, it's not like they're allowing any religion who wants to go up there and give their own prayer. They didn't reach out to the Satanic Temple or the Muslims or, anybody else to go up there.
Man, it would be so sweet if there was a president. I'm not really a fan of religion in general, but I do like these displays of, the anti-religion to bring out this absurdity of it all. And it would be so interesting if there was a satanic president who then had, Ozzy Osbourne playing the inaugural concert.
Yeah, that's not very likely.
No, it's not very likely at all, is it?
Hey, Stephen, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Keep that. When it comes to official, really official government meetings like this, just keep it neutral, That's my only last comment. Thanks for the call.
I agree. Thank you for the call and the thoughts here tonight. Now, Vincent, you are a Catholic.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? Because was the guy who spoke a Catholic priest, or was he just, a Christian minister?
Oh, I don't know.
There are a bunch of different
Probably a minister, like yourself, Ian. I think directly after he spoke.
I'm not a Christian minister,
Right after he spoke, I think it was a Jewish man with a yarmulke spoke. Mm-hmm.
Different religions represented?
Yeah, but that's not the point I wanted to get at. What I wanted to get at is, we have freedom of religion, but we don't have freedom from a religion. Like in France, you're not allowed, in some places, you're not allowed to wear with a cross necklace, or you're not allowed to walk around wearing. Yeah, so they have a freedom from religion. You could do it in your own personal house, but when you're out in public.
Wow.
And so this is his personal. I don't think there's anything. Let's say we have a Muslim president or a Jewish president, right? But I don't think there's anything preventing them from having like a rabbi or an imam doing the same thing. So I wouldn't say that, you have a Christian thing being forced down everyone's throat, because that's his personal preference. Donald Trump claims to be a Christian, and so that's his personal preference. He chose to have a priest there do it because he's a Christian. And
but there was also somebody with a yarmulke?
Well, I believe it was a Jewish man who spoke afterwards.
It wasn't a religious speech that the Jewish man gave.
I didn't listen to it, but I imagine it wasn't. Okay. So yeah, it's, you know, freedom of religion. That's his preference. So I don't see a problem with that. If he used like.
I don't think there's a problem with Trump having a religion.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. But to, the fact that he used the references to God and had a priest have him, you know, swear him in, I don't personally have a
problem. If Trump wants to talk about his own beliefs, that's his business. I don't think that a president should be prohibited from sharing his or her own beliefs. But ultimately, in, you know, any kind of government production, this was not paid for by Trump, right? Like the inauguration ceremony didn't come out of his pocket. He didn't personally finance this. This was paid for, all of it, by the federal government.
Yes.
And so if the federal government is preferring one religion over another, that's a problem.
Well, I wouldn't say it's preferring. Then again, I have to look into the rules. If, say, we had a Jewish president, would they do the same thing for a Jewish ceremony, or having like a rabbi, or if he's a Muslim, having
they probably would.
Then I don't see a problem with it. It's not, nothing's being established. That's just what, you know, he decided to have be there.
Well, it's not an official establishment in that no law was passed, but ultimately it is sort of a tacit endorsement by the government by not allowing others in. Like, in the case of a city council meeting, most city councils have to allow any, you know, other religion who wants to provide whatever kind of prayer or, you know, whatever it is that they do on a regular basis. They have to open it up. But in an event like this, there's not another inauguration for another 4 years, so it's not like everybody else has a fair shot at getting their opinions heard.
Well, I don't think anything fair has anything to do with it.
I mean, think how outraged Christians would be if indeed there was some sort of Satanist that had come up there and had had their way with the crowd.
I want to pass you something, like an audio quote, because this is something, you know, we were just talking about that, you know, the passing of the power to the people, that quote that I read from the script. And I forgot, there was something else I had seen today, that quote apparently was lifted
from
almost from Bane.
Yo, The Dark Knight Rises, yes. I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah. So I just passed you the audio comparing the two, and it's very brief. It's only like 20 seconds long.
It was on Facebook News for Christ.
Yeah, so I just passed you the audio of this, and I think it's just pretty incredible how direct this quote. Yes. From Gotham.
Oh, wait a minute. I gotta unmute the Firefox here. All right, we'll do it when we come back here in moments. Okay. Your toll-free number to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, I mean, did Trump write his own speech, or did somebody else write it for him? Of course, Trump probably read it, I would imagine, before reading it.
Sure.
In front of everybody.
Had the best speechwriters.
Toll free number.
Take from all the rest
of Nolan. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. We'll get that coming up.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Professors of generations who would get you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you.
But we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Yeah, Donald Trump and Bane from the Batman Dark Knight.
I mean, whoever spotted that is pretty good.
Well, there's been comparisons of Donald Trump to Bane ever since 2015 when he started to... it's on autoplay.
That's all right. I turned it down.
Like, you know, I just showed you the picture. It's of, you know, Trump with a Bane mask. Right. And
it's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Comparison.
And the... I'm trying to think, because people, I remember when The Dark Knight Rises was released, and people were like, is Bane a libertarian? Because in the movie, what Bane does is he blows up bridges in Gotham City, so it's cut off from the outside world, and he has a nuclear bomb, and he says if anyone tries to get in or out, he will detonate the nuclear bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he goes into the speech, and he releases, you know, the prisoners because they had a somewhat draconian bill that was passed, the Harvey Dent Act, because, you know, previous Harvey Dent, and it was built on a lie, and it would basically, like, throw criminals in without a trial. And so they would say, oh, is Bane a libertarian because, you know, he was against government? And then, you know, spoiler alert, he wasn't. They said he was more of an anarchist, and in the end, he ended up just, all of it was, spoiler alert, all of it was a lie. He was going to detonate the nuke anyways, and then, you know, Batman goes and...
It's not just that line, I'm realizing.
There's
just
more?
Went back
Yeah.
No. I just went back to look at Trump's speech, and the script of the speech, and I want everyone to go play this game. Look up the script of the speech, and just, like... What I realized is that the voice of this speech, and just Trump's voice in general, like, I just am like, for too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. I mean, it's like you could read the entire
speech
very easily in the Bane, like in the whole Bane voice. It's like, wow, it fits up perfectly.
It would be extremely painful. Oh, it's great.
So more from Trump's speech coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are, of course, also welcome as we go to Mike in Ohio. Watching us on YouTube, you can see that feed over at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Thanks, Ian. Yes. So there's a couple things. Trump, have you heard about his executive order he already signed?
There was an article I read earlier saying that he had signed executive orders, but the text of them was not available at the time of publication.
I got them right here.
Okay.
I got them right here. So he signed the two, Mad Dog Mattis and John Kelly, and then he did something I think is pretty good. I'm just wondering why it took, 160 years to sign. He signed, first of all, his order makes every government agency that implements or enforces Obamacare law to grant waivers, deferments, exemptions, and delays in order to minimize or eliminate any costs associated with implementing Obama's signature medical insurance scheme. So that would be like people who are trying to get it or businesses who can't comply with it, give them greater flexibility and give them deferments, exemptions, or delays. And then he did something that, again, I wonder why it took this long. He signed the order for it requires federal agencies to encourage the development of a free and open market in interstate commerce for the offering of healthcare services and health insurance with the goal of achieving and preserving maximum options for patients and consumers. So that's his, states to cooperate without the, having to operate, health insurance companies having to, not just operate in their own state, that people can, customers can buy it from all the different states in the United States.
Huh. And where are you getting this from? Where are you getting the text?
So this is from the dailymail.co.uk. But if you just Google it, I'm sure other people picked up on it.
And I did hear of Rand Paul when he was on Tucker Carlson's show a few weeks ago, his idea to replace Obamacare, right? I remember one Tuesday, like a few months ago, Ian, we were talking about Trump and you didn't like the idea of him replacing Obamacare. You wanted him to repeal it altogether. And so.
Yeah, get the government out of health care.
From what I understand, this is his idea of replacing Obamacare by, in a way, getting the government out of it by letting companies go across state borders instead of what it was already before. So, in a way, it's obviously not totally ideal, but at least it's a start.
Vincent.
Yes.
Vincent, I just want to tell you that I think it's awesome that you're only 18 years old and that although I don't agree with you with Trump, supporting him, I think it's great, like how you love liberty and where your head is. And I think the future for you is awesome.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
Well, that's a lot different than what we've heard from one caller in particular about you.
Right, but no, thank you. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling.
It's the truth, man. Absolute truth. Okay, so Trump scares me a lot. He scares me with tariffs. Because right. Tariffs,
oh, yeah.
the reason, okay, so it's like that would be the biggest tax increase in American history. It would destroy this economy. But I fear him for that. The people today, listen, I saw some of the protesters and also people that I was interacting with in the public who were talking about it. That's nothing but a system of groupthink. People get on Twitter and they start this hysteria. If you actually study economics and you study government, every president should really fear you and strike a unnerving feeling in your body. There's nothing Trump has said or done Obama hasn't done. Obama deported more Mexicans than any president in the United States history. Obama.
Really?
Go ahead. I'll interject later.
No, I was going to say he dropped, 25,000 or 12,000 bombs last year alone?
26,000.
Jeez.
So he drops 26,000 bombs. Let me tell you, Trump scares me to death because I'm a libertarian, voluntarist, whatever term you want to call it. Anarcho-capitalist. But he scares me for like reasons of.
Now, you're not allowed to use that term. Those words are divisive.
They're mutually exclusive.
So,
sorry, go ahead.
So Trump scares me in that way. The people who are protesting, that they have never studied economics. So they haven't thought about personal liberty. It's all because it's a way to seem important and a way to draw attention to yourself, which does nothing for you and does nothing for society besides just say, oh, I'm against this person because he has a Republican in his name, as like Hillary Clinton would be any better or you know, whatever, if she gets sworn in. But thank you, guys.
You know, just as an anarcho-capitalist, I want to say something. I want to let you know something I just read that I found really, really interesting. The crimson drapes in the Oval Office on his first day as president, he's replaced them with gold drapes.
Classy.
What a weird symbology, just kind of weird that he just decided to replace the red drapes with gold drapes.
Right, and of course, red is the color of communism.
Right, and he's replaced it with the color of capitalism, essentially. Right. And also interesting, apparently he brought back, apparently Obama had removed a bust of Winston Churchill.
Oh, yeah. Wait, we
and replaced
about that before,
it with a bust of Martin Luther King. Uh-huh. Well, Trump has brought back the Winston Churchill bust and also kept
the King
bust. Yes.
Interesting. That's a feel-good story.
Yeah, that's good.
One thing about the deportation thing about Obama deporting, included in those statistics, which apparently, from what I read, wasn't included before, was people just turned back at the border, right? If someone is trying to cross a border and then they get caught by the Border Patrol, then they get turned back, right?
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, and I could be wrong because I haven't looked into this for a while, that wasn't included before. That's not like deportation as in someone is, say, working at, I don't know, Kinko's or whatever. And
they get rounded up.
Yeah, so there's that. The other thing was, yeah, I mean, I understand your fears about...
I just had a realization. Sorry, something just dawned on me. With this whole executive order thing.
Yeah.
On his first day in office, this president has actually taken real steps towards actually keeping his promises.
Yeah, that's different.
That's really different than any past president. That's like stunningly different. I mean, again, I don't want to like.
It seems like
Trump,
he's got a plan.
But he's like.
Well, he's this is
telling
why,
the truth as a president.
This,
it's crazy.
This is why people like him, because if you're a businessman and you want to be like a CEO or anything, you know, you have to keep your promises. Otherwise, the board of directors will kick you out. And this is why I personally liked him from the beginning, was because, you know, hey, it is someone different, right? And obviously, I'd be upset if he didn't keep his promises, but then, okay, well, we tried something different. At least it's to try different, right? They call it America, the American experiment, right? We're experimenting with liberty. No one's got this all figured out. It's important to try different things and just to, go on. I understand the caller, his fears about Trump. And,
well, my
you know,
fears
but,
about, I've got a lot big, huge fears about Trump, too, but they're not the same as the caller's.
The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And so, you know, as I said, it's an experiment. So,
we're going to continue to call him out where he's wrong.
Exactly, yes.
China is where Trump is dangerous.
Yeah,
because
right.
If he challenges China in the wrong way and we end up at war, which it's the only country on the planet that can really completely challenge the United States and probably defeat the United States.
Yeah,
I mean,
I wouldn't go that
far. I don't think he's going to do anything militarily towards China.
No, me neither. But we have a way better
military
than China
towards
does.
China. They might do something militarily towards us, and they institute enough trade problems.
Well, I mean, certainly the tariffs could be an issue. Hold that thought. 855-450-FREE. Your calls and thoughts welcome. Hour 3 coming up.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.